Heavenly Father, we give you all thanks for an opportunity to hear from you by giving us a divine utterance of your holy words, which is not to mislead, but to lead us closer to you and know you more than ever before. We give all glory and thanks for sending to us your holy begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins in order for us to have eternal life in your presence. Amen. It's sad and a mystery when a believer of God prays and gets no result, and he or she brings up a question like, why didn't God answer my prayer? But I do believe in Christ Jesus. The most painful part is some believers of God's kingdom who believe they are part of the body of Jesus Christ go as far to pray for the sick or a possessed person, in which they know they are spiritually authorized to take such acts of faith, but still sees no results. This can also be in the lives of or terms of their academic success, relationship growth, family union, and divine growth in their social life, in which their prayer fails to bring her fruits, and this deeply affects the church and the temple of God. One fact I love about the human consciousness is, even if you refuse to believe the truth of God's kingdom, deep down you do believe. Prayer has been and will always be a spiritual weapon against demonic spirits, also the devil, and a means of communication with our Heavenly Father. Because in Matthew 6 verse 5 to 14, Jesus Christ teaches us on how to communicate or pray to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Thank you for your teaching. Thank you, Lord. Open our minds. Today, I want to open your mind and understanding to know the depth of an effective means of accessing a 100% divine authority in prayer for your life. Because it's the will of God through Christ Jesus for you to know how to pray and get results, positive results. Because Jesus Christ started the prayer in Matthew 4 verse 1 till the cross. Thank you, Father. Listen to Scripture. You see, prayer is a key of communication with God, not a punishment or stress. It's a man's will, a choice to either communicate with God or not. He can't force you. God won't. When he sees you're ready, he comes and communicates with you. You see, I do not boast, but if I am to, I deeply boast that I am a product of prayer. Because prayer is a spiritual communication between your Father and you. By understanding of the cross being paid, by you understanding of the cross being paid. I have studied a little bit of Mighty Men lifestyle before Jesus Christ was born, which was recorded in the Holy Bible. And by the means of the Holy Spirit, I came to understand that they dwelt and sowed their luxury time in getting close to knowing God and understanding the deep mystery of God's divine presence. You see, Elijah was a man that consecrated himself, knowing the power of time. The power of time in the presence of God will develop you, because in James 4 verse 8 says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Time is a key factor of God himself knowing your willingness, because man has a choice to draw near to God or not. Brethren, before you can know your friend, family, anything in life or any field of study in life, you must spend enough quality time in knowing. Jesus knew this. That was why the Spirit of God led him to the wilderness in Matthew 4 verse 1. Christians, I deeply tell you, time is one divine secret key to have a 100% quality prayer effect. Spend that powerful time in the study of Yahweh words. See what makes you is not what you do, but the time you spend in what you do. Time, number one, time in the study of God's words. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for opening our understanding in your words. Teach us, Lord, your ways and how to please you. You see, in Matthew 6 verse 6, Jesus Christ says, when you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what you do in the private will reward you. He will reward you. Teach us, Lord. Christian, this is what I call your secret place, for this is where you isolate yourself and meditate in the words of God or in communication with God in order to glorify Him. This is a means whereby God reveals deep mystery to you. This was the practice of great prophets in the past and to date. No wonder Elijah had the power to hold the rain back for 2 to 3 years in 1 Kings 17 verse 1. Your secret place of communicating or worshiping God releases power of authority to you in your life. Number two, develop a personal secret place of worshiping or praising God. Speak to us, Lord. God is sweet and is deeply real. I haven't seen a man who has been opportune to encounter this grace of God's presence or hear him and still remains the same. For I tell you, I am a product of this grace we carry, not to joke, but to be a witness. Please take this and you will be a product of testimony, not just for you, but for your generation to come. If you neglect this teaching or neglect these words, this grace, you might escape, but your generation will be affected. The power of prayer is in the tongue, which produces spiritual words that the Heavenly Father can't ignore. For in Genesis 1 verse 26, you are made in the image of God and his likeness, and you have dominion over everything on earth. And in John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That is why when you come to the presence of God, you must avoid meaningless or repeating of words. Rather, interact with the Father like you're communicating with your friend, and I promise you, God will speak. Jesus Christ said, avoid repetition of words in Matthew 6 verse 7. David was a king that was a friend of God because he had a regular communication with God like a friend. Kaya Centra Bayabala, Yeshua Hamashak, Lisutis Kribe Karabala. Number 3, avoid repetition of meaningless words to God. Savior of the world, we come to you because we are nothing but sinners without your crucifixion on the cross. Who are we not to also honor the mother of all mothers, Holy Mary, who was found faithful in the sight of God, our Heavenly Father, to bring forth the Messiah. Followers of this graceful gospel we preach, when you pray, believe that God has answered and never worry about anything, because God is a God of answer. See, today I decree and declare that any demonic spirit that has unlocked your tongue not to be able to prophesy, not to be able to talk, not to be able to pray in the spirit, is being removed in the mighty name of Jesus. I delete, I curse, I cast every padlock that the enemies have used to see your tongue to be loosed in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive that grace in Jesus' name.